We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We quite often talk about, are you Hall of Fame worthy? Did you have a Hall of Fame career? Mm-hmm. And most of these careers that we discuss, range from... on the shorter, like Tony Baselli,
yeah.
Right? 7 years, mm-hmm. Right? And that's on the shorter side of things.
Yes.
Tom Brady's going on, 22, 23? Who knows mm-hmm. when it ends?
Yeah.
How about a career that has spanned 50 years? Half a century.
50 years?
Yes.
There's some old farts in Congress that could qualify for that.
Yes. I also had a coach tell me one time that consistency is the truest measure of performance. So if there was a fast food, but more importantly, maybe a McDonald's Golden Arches Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
A gentleman named Don Gorski would be the GOAT, you might say, because he has just eaten a Big Mac every day except 8 days over the last 50 years. Now, I'm not sure what 8 days, maybe he had to go to a funeral. Maybe there was, a global pandemic maybe caused a shortage at one point. But for 50 years, he has had one Big Mac every single day. And here's what Mr. Gorski had to say about it.
Yes. Yeah.
He sure as hell did.
Yes. There was a big ceremony. Mayor McCheese was there. It was great.
Yes. The Hamburglar was there. Yes.
Things like this just make me totally think, no matter what you try to do, eating and health-wise, it's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, you're right.
Yeah, it's genetics.
I know.
It's, how do you eat 50 Big Macs, or 50 years worth of Big Macs every single day?
Well,
and live to tell about it.
Well, because maybe the other things you eat the rest of the day, maybe the amount of calories in the Big Mac sustains you basically, and then you eat vegetables the rest of the day.
He's not a big guy.
No. No.
He's an interesting man, but he's not a big guy.
Interesting man. Did you see the 30,000 Big Macs? The YouTube thing?
Yes.
He's got himself some Joe Dirt going on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've seen him before. He was in that documentary, I believe. The Super Size Meme.
Yeah.
And he's got that really extreme haircut kind of style.
He's got the straight bangs in front.
Yeah.
Yes. And the long flowing locks of hair in the back.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's my question, though. Before we get to, the topic that you want to get into here.
Uh-huh.
For me, personally,
yeah.
And I love McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay? If I'm going to have one of their products every day, it's not going to be
fries.
A Big Mac. It's going to be fries or... I might have a Big Mac maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
But I'm a quarter pounder with cheese guy. I mean, if you're going to go to McDonald's, because the Big Mac... With all due respect, it's a great sandwich, but the burgers are kind of thin. The quarter pounder with cheese has got substance.
Yes, yes. You like a little thickness to your
Heather
meat.
Heather just thinks I'm an idiot.
Whatever.
First of all,
it's
an extra piece of bread in the Big Mac that you, maybe don't need. I don't know. The special sauce is good. What?
Yes. I can't even remember that sauce, those
cheese pickles under the sesame seed bun. Come on,
yes.
Everybody knows that.
Yes. I do know that. I can't even remember the last time I had a Big Mac. If I go to McDonald's, it's two double cheeseburgers, large fry, chocolate shake and a Diet Coke. Because their Diet Coke is just better.
It's really, you know what's so funny? I've told this story. When I used to work in Washington, in Channel, at the NBC station, every Friday, we would go out to dinner in between, you know, the 6 yeah. o'clock and the 11 o'clock news. But for some reason, George Michael, the sports machine, he loved to go to McDonald's. We used to go to McDonald's every Friday as a group. Uh-huh. And mine was 2 quarter pounders of cheese, fries, chicken, nuggets, and a Diet Coke. I didn't have the shake. But it was like, they sit there, wait a second, you're having 2 quarter pounders of cheese, McNuggets, fries, and a Diet Coke?
And a Diet Coke, yes. Yeah, yes. I know, it's you got to cut somewhere.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, it's you know, you just, they all add up.
And right? I was really thin back then, so.
Just because you don't take every precaution doesn't mean you don't need to take any precaution.
Correct. Exactly right. Yes. So my question is, now this isn't have to be, hey, you're only going to eat this, you know, in its entirety for the rest of your life.
Right.
It is, if there was one thing, whether it was for breakfast or for lunch or for dinner, that you said, I could eat this in one meal a day for the rest of my life, what would it be?
Oh, it's simple for me. It would be a slice of pizza.
Slice of pizza?
Or two.
But it would have to be from one place. Because, you know, Don is a Big Mac from McDonald's.
I don't know. Any of my big four. I don't care which one.
You can't do that.
No, it's got to be one place. Yeah. And that's the hard part. See, yes. This is where pizza would be difficult because I do get sick of the same pizza.
Yeah. And as much as I want to go to Freddy the Pizza Man's or Joe's in Ann Arbor, it's geographically undesirable to travel at least a half hour for a slice. So I would say tomatoes here.
Okay. All right. Well, you wouldn't move to Ann Arbor?
No, not just for Joe's, no. Or I wouldn't move to Melvindale. For Freddie either.
Tomatoes is outstanding if you haven't had it.
Yes.
I have not had tomatoes.
One of these days, John, when you and I, you know, actually, well, tomorrow I'm bringing, tomorrow I have to supply lunch for the Masters pool that I won.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
part of the deal. You use some of your winnings.
Yes.
Usually to most lunch. Of it to yes. supply lunch.
And yeah. you're going to get, what, a large yeah, and a small
yeah,
well, and
yeah,
a salad.
Once I underestimated how much it would feed and I completely under... delivered, put it that way.
Underperformed.
And like one large pizza for like 8 guys and like a small salad or something. I don't even remember.
Meanwhile, when I won it, I spent half my money on pizza.
Yeah.
And there was enough for people and promotions and stuff like that. It was great.
So mine would be no surprise. I could have a steak for lunch, a ribeye steak, every single day, mm-hmm. and I would never get tired of it. I would probably cook it the same way. I may, you know, after a couple of years, vary some seasoning on it, but salt and pepper, you know, rare steak for lunch every single day would be outstanding.
Heather?
Yes.
I know it wouldn't be a steak, but what would it be?
I actually have several I'm debating in my head, and I almost do eat them every day. So cereal or eggs or sushi. I could eat sushi every day.
You have sushi almost every day?
I know I don't, but that one I could.
Wow.
I could,
from where? That's the question.
Oh, well, that's
and what roll? Or slice?
Can I vary it if I'm going to eat it every day?
This guy's only eating Big Mac.
Oh, geez. I mean, I go for the, I would go for simple.
I mean, maybe
go for
you could
California
go wasabi
roll
one
every day.
By the way, wasabi
yeah.
one day.
So to be, I would my slice would have bacon. It would be a bacon pizza. Oh,
yes. You know what? One more notch up.
Okay.
You keep climbing the wall.
But it's turkey bacon.
No.
So, no. Mm-hmm.
Tom, place Tom, is off
yeah,
of that.
Yeah. One step forward for Stoney, 2 steps back for Tom.
Mm-hmm. For me, I'm with Heather, I think.
Sushi?
No. I don't do sushi.
I didn't think
cereal?
You were sushi.
Eggs?
Eggs.
Yeah, I think I can have eggs
now,
every day.
Now, the thing about eggs is, because technically the Big Mac doesn't change, can you make eggs different ways?
No.
No, you'd have
that
to
make
them.
It harder.
Our rules, our game.
Because
yeah.
I like eggs virtually anyway, except
me too.
Raw. Like I love them sunny side up.
You like raw?
Hard-boiled. Well, hard-boiled, not
scrambled.
Raw.
Well, yeah. Sunny side is the absolute, my favorite way to do it. Sprinkle a little cheddar on there.
So how would you have them every day, Tom? Like what would you do?
I would end up going scrambled, probably.
Me too. That's what I would choose.
If it had to be every day, but I do love to change it up and... I love soaking the toast up in the yolk.
Oh, yes.
Dude,
yes.
That's the best.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, 248-539-9797. Don Gorski, that's right. Guinness Book of World Records. Big Mac every day except
for
8 for
years.
50 years. If you could only have one item from one restaurant or food group, whatever you want to do, every day for 50 years, what would it be? 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.